Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It is November 5th, 2019 on this Tuesday show. We're broadcasting worldwide. Coming up, James O'Keefe joining us with the death threats and the dead man switch and the latest on Epstein and so much more, and ABC News being ordered to cover it up to protect the Clintons. That is all coming up, plus major environmental movement admits a giant fraud and deception that they've been running against the people. It's all about deception. That's what the control is all about, and we've got to raise the alarm and warn the people. Ladies and gentlemen, there is only one way to defeat the globalists, and that's getting right with God, and everybody knows it. And then we've got to take action. We've got to warn the world about the deceivers. Joy Behar goes on The View yesterday and says, don't tell the Americans we're taking their guns. Get in and then take them. She openly talks like a foreign enemy because she's on the payroll of that. There's only a handful of nations that still have the right to keep and bear arms. Our nation was founded when the Redcoats came to take the weapons. She has bodyguards and knows that. Why would she openly tell her audience it's time to lie? Because the New York Times and CNN and the universities are all teaching that it's time to lie to the public. They're trying to externalize the operating system. They're saying pedophilia is good. They're saying the family's bad. Movie theaters are banning the term ladies and gentlemen in the UK, saying ladies and gentlemen existing is bad. This is a power cult that wants to control language and everything. CNN has covered up that a family is killed every few hours on the U.S.-Mexico border, and that dead bodies are found every few hours, and that people are being kidnapped and tortured and killed, and their bodies found in the desert, and the media won't even tell you that their RVs and their cars are taken into Mexico. It's on the local news that Texas and Arizona and California are all becoming as dangerous as Mexico because that failed state's collapsing into us, a place where they've taken all the people's guns 50 years ago. But all she knows is power and that she has private bodyguards. What monsters. It's all about deception. AOC saying the world's ending in 12 years if you don't give her all the carbon taxes. Beto saying it's ending in 10 years if you don't give in to him. Greta Thunberg, all of its lying hysteria, telling you that polar bears can't swim and when their numbers are exploding and they hunt in the water, telling you walruses are killing themselves when they're being chased off cliffs by polar bears. It's all fraud. It's all lies. It's all evil. And the only reason InfoWars is still on the air, ladies and gentlemen, is because of you. And they want to put their lies out and have nobody challenge it. But as long as we stay on the air, we're able to counter them, and they can't stand it, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why whatever you do, understand that when you support InfoWars, when you spread the word, and when you buy our products, you're betting on yourself and your own future. And it's more critical than ever that we stay on the air and that we get more funds to launch new projects I've got planned that I guarantee you will devastate the New World Order. The only way you lose is by not joining the InfoWar. And a lot of you already have. But I'm encouraging others, get involved now if you care about your future. Whatever you do, be the modern Paul Revere's and spread the word to stop this monster. Here she is. And now let's go ahead and play Beto, where he was being honest with you.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
So these individuals, ladies and gentlemen, are coming for your children. They're coming for your guns. And in every city they control, they have the highest crime rates and have taken the guns. And pedophilia is openly out in the open, and Satanism and everything else. Are you going to let them conquer you? I'm not backing down. I'm fighting hard. And I've got a 25-year history. I've got a 25-year history of having victory against these evil monsters. But now we're going to the next level, and we need your support. We're all in this fight together. So, become the Paul Revere's you are. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Mycos DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are live broadcasting worldwide. And when I say this, it's not hyperbole, it's not rhetoric, it's not fiction, it's veritas, it's truth. Our very existence is in defiance of the corrupt global corporations allied with communist China that are as evil as Hitler ever imagined he could be, and who are power mad and power drunk and think that they are absolutely invincible. But now they realize they're not invincible, and so they're trying to shut our speech down. 4 years ago, they were still completely arrogant, didn't care if we had 5 billion views conservatively on YouTube, didn't care if we had billions of views on Facebook, didn't care if we had hundreds of radio affiliates, didn't care if we've reached a large portion of the planet, because they like to listen to themselves talk and really believe people are buying their propaganda. Oh, no, only children buy it for a while. And that's why they teach children that the world is ending. It's why they teach children that their parents are bad. It's why they're assaulting the very fabric of civilization. Because prosperity and justice and common sense always ends out, in the end, dominating civilization and society. So, I want to talk about solutions in this segment, and then when we come back, I'm going to get to the anti-human global government movement that calls itself the environmental movement. It's the complete opposite. Caught in a whole string of gigantic Whopper-esque lies. And we're going to go through those, and then James O'Keefe joining us will go into the big developments on the Epstein front that are huge, and the fact that Epstein has absolutely captured the public's attention and imagination, and that it is a window into the nightmare that is the deep state. But if you want to know what the solution is to taking on the deep state before it gets its pure authoritarian system set up here, and things get even more serious, and the fight gets even bloodier, not just economically and culturally, but physically, God forbid, then you need to know what the solution is. And I think everybody already knows what it is. Physically, not supporting globalist organizations or groups or big corporate establishment systems. Speaking out everywhere you are and not letting them pressure you and nudge you and dominate you and program you or your children. And supporting those that stand up and tell the truth and resist the globalist paradigm. But it's physically going to not just Hillary events and not just Beto events, and Joe Biden events, but Democrat governors and mayors and senators and all these different individuals, and putting them on notice that you know who they are and you see through them, and then reaching out to others that are in the auditorium, that are at the events, a lot of them that are totally cloistered, that have been kept in their own little shuttered bubble, and letting them understand who they're really working for and who their messiahs really are, that they're following false gods. That process brought Hillary to her knees 3 years ago, and it will do it again now. Here's some of the current developments that are happening and some of the past. This is the key to the future.
And you're not going to impeach your president.
Amen.
We want to know why Jerry Nadler will come out into his office and see the people.
Nadler getting confronted.
We're here to hijack this town and to try and make an issue out of getting guns out of good people's hands. I can make it.
Bet to quit the next day.
Okay, we have something for
you. No, this is
standing up for men.
Well,
that's not supposed to work.
Take out President out of office. It's not going to happen.
Hillary Clinton is openly calling for censorship of all patriots and nationalists. Hillary Clinton is a criminal who failed to sell our nation out to the Chi-Com. Hillary Clinton is a criminal.
Almost every woman in Austin went to Hillary. Was a obese white cat lady who thinks men are evil.
America knows what's happening, and InfoWars.com is exposing it.
Because so many of them faced unimaginable hardships.
And inside, she gets confronted.
Like Juanita Broderick. Did you include Juanita Broderick or Paula Jones?
And I think
the children you smuggled from Haiti will never get a chance to be gutsy. Those Haitian children will never get a chance to be gutsy. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
You're out of here.
What about Juanita Broderick? Did you write about her in your book?
You've said your piece.
If you want solutions, it's what you just saw.
We are rolling out the red carpet, not for Tucker, but for some adorable, adoptable dogs. Every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters find homes.
Joe Clinton is a rapist.
We've got
Trump Tower, New York, is
Joe Clinton is a rapist.
The dog wasn't too happy. The dog was not too happy about it.
Dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
That we need.
Bill Clinton's a rapist.
They were going to get a victory today.
Yeah. Bill Clinton's a rapist. What's up?
Yeah, we came down here.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick in a motel room.
And when I announced I was running,
the Predator, the biggest coming up.
We really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist.
It's time to reclaim our former greatness. It's time to be men again. And it's time to let all this scum know we're calling that bluff. Full speed. Ramming speed. Let's go. They're going after everybody. They've said it all over the news. These are terrorists. They've said, we get rid of Trump. We've got to destroy his base. We've got to flatten them. We've got to obliterate them. We've got to imprison them. And so you're like, well, we'll just have a shooting war. If you don't get up off your ass and get aggressive now in the info war, you're never going to sit there and kill people or fight. Okay? And I don't want to kill people and I don't want to fight. Okay? I mean, I'm not a talker, folks. I'm actually a fighter, okay? I mean, all this talk's just a shadow of what I'll do in a war. And I'm not trying to brag here, but we don't want to go to this point, ladies and gentlemen. You want us to fight? Believe me, we're fighting hard just to stay on air. Forget the threats. That's easy to ignore. Forget all that. It's the money. And we just make it simple. Infowarsstore.com. But spreading the word about the broadcast and buying the products and finding out which ones you like the best and continuing to use those as staples, that is absolutely the Infowar. Without you, this dog doesn't hunt. Without you, it doesn't exist. So you're not the caboose. You're the engine. You understand? When you spread the word, it changes the world. When you buy the products, it fuels the coal in the engine that we are at ramming speed on a collision course for the enemy. You understand? They know we will chew them up. We've got their number. We're made for this. And we're going to bang heads till somebody's head breaks open and the brains hit the ground politically. I am ready to ram my head into them until my brains or their brains are on the ground. You understand? I will hammer my forehead into their forehead and will never stop. I enjoy it. You understand that? But I need fuel and I want to hit them at full speed. You understand? Full speed! And I can't stand not getting up to full speed. I want to hit them and obliterate them. I want to smash them harder than they've ever been hit. All right, folks, when we come back, I'm going to hit the biggest environmentalist fraud ever that just blew wide open. Then we've got the Epstein info.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
From the media that our reporter Caitlin Bennett was attacked last night, and I can't even get a hold of her on the phone. I think I would probably find my head when I wake up in the morning by reading about it on some other publication or news outlet. But that tends to be the way it works. You know, a prophet's not known in his own country, and I'm not speaking of myself. It's just sometimes we just expect, you know, the people we know and things that happen around us to always be there, and then you turn around and wake up and they're not. There's a lot of punch drunkenness that sets in just in our own daily lives, personally, and ourselves. And that's no criticism of the crew. It's just more of a fantasticalness of it. So I talk to Caitlin almost every day, her and her fiance and their crew. You know, we've been sponsoring and supporting her since she graduated from Penn State and got demonized for, you know, daring to exercise her Second Amendment. What a horrible image of a woman defending herself. You know, you have all these movies where the women are the astronauts and the commandos and everything else, but the woman actually tries to own a gun. Well, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to let Hillary and the deep state protect you and take care of you. But there is an article at gatewaypundit.com. We'll link up to it there at InfoWars.com for you. Violent Antifa thugs attack conservative activist Caitlin Bennett near Trump rally. Punch or hit her. Cops refuse to make arrest. We're busy bleeping the video right now, but we'll post it to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com so you can go find that and get that for yourself. I was going to come into this segment and get into the huge environmental fraud that I know, again, you know about. Maybe you don't know about the latest developments, but you know all about this. But see, because you know about it, when you find out about huge new frauds, it's not a big deal anymore. I'm the same way. We live next to this evil so long, next to this abyss, that we're becoming the abyss that Nietzsche talked about, staring into it. Because even if we don't accept the evil consciously, we don't go along with it, we resist it, the fact that it's not removed becomes like a pile of trash. Like, why would somebody just put a big pile of, let me show you, a big pile of trash just say right here in a studio? Why would someone do that? Because someone else did it, and then over time it becomes normal. Now, nobody would put piles of trash in a studio. That was just hypothetical. But imagine if there was a big pile of trash that was there for months, and then let's say I cleaned it up. And then I said, please don't put the pile of trash there anymore, so there was a bigger pile of trash the next week there. And you'd say, that doesn't make sense. I don't understand it either. That's hypothetical. That didn't happen. But I've noticed it's a metaphysical law that evil knows that if it can do weird, crazy stuff and do it out in the open, it becomes acceptable, and then the pile of trash just grows and grows and grows, and that's what they do. Convicted pedophiles all over the country go and put on clown makeup and dress like demons, and then the Democratic Party and major foundations and the UN sponsors them from Australia to the United States, from England to Canada, from New Zealand to Germany, to unannounced public schools, not just libraries, have young children as young as five, well, in some cases even younger, but in school five, sit in their laps, and then the men, dressed as goblins, spread their legs, in some cases with no underwear, and expose, and the women clap. Because it's fun to abuse your child for these Satanists. Without even looking this morning, I was at a restaurant, went to have some breakfast by myself, and there was a couple of newspapers lying there, so I picked up the Statesman. I wasn't even trying to find this, and there was two articles about fathers and deacons raping and abusing little girls over decades, and the churches knew, and nothing was done. This is just in Austin. And there was all these busts yesterday of sheriff deputies and others with the child porn they were producing with six-year-old boys and eight-year-old girls. And these sheriff's deputies and people around the country were handsome-looking men, and they had good-looking wives who were, they didn't look like the classic, you know, child molester demon, but they were doing it. They got caught. They produced child porn because it's satanic. It's an energy. You understand? And it builds itself, and it's taken over the churches. These were Baptist churches. It was in the news. In fact, it's in my car. If somebody grabs the keys and goes, I've got to let the newspapers in there. But Baptist church, I think a Methodist church. But the point is that this was always there. But now they're getting busted because people know how prevalent it is, and people aren't putting up with it anymore. Now, those folks aren't like movie star. But usually the pedophiles are even creepier looking. And you've got the very same judge who gave the Proud Boys all these years in prison, gave an admitted, convicted pedophile in New York almost no time in jail. Here's an example right here. Proud Boys sentenced to 4 years in prison for attacking protesters. Rolling Stone doesn't call them Antifa that came there to attack them, that followed them, and that threw waters of bottle at them, and then attacked them. They defended themselves. No, now it's protesters. Oh, they attacked free speech people. No, it was Antifa trying to stop their free speech. Total inversion. The same judge who had choice words for the Proud Boys gave the Orthodox Jewish man who admitted he had sex eight times with a little boy, he gave him basically no jail time, even though he admitted it all. 2 year sentence and suspended most of it. So that's how this works. It's an evil system, an evil spirit that is attracted to the innocence of children, that wants to steal their innocence and steal their future and wreck their lives. And you see the inversion of reality. Caitlin Bennett is attacked in Kentucky covering a Trump event. Nothing is done by the police, just like in Dallas we were attacked, and the Dallas police literally withdrew and pulled back so they could attack us. And a judge puts the Proud Boys in jail for 4 years for being attacked, and the media turns it into, oh, they were white supremacists that attacked some peaceful protesters. Just like they're going to try to cover up all the U.S. citizens being killed on the U.S. side by the Mexican cartels. And just like Joy Behar says, hey, we're going to take your guns, we're just not going to tell you until we get other people in office. It's all about deception. It's all about a criminal class that have joined Satan, that are making their move against civilization and society. Now, he's coming up, James O'Keefe, with exclusive info on the Jeffrey Epstein ABC News complicity in the giant international pedophile crime ring being run by Hillary Clinton to blackmail people. That's coming up this hour.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, and InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
James O'Keefe is scheduled next segment with the Epstein information. ABC News caught trying to cover it up, knowing what was really going on, complicit now in it. The world's really waking up with this Epstein situation, not just the child kidnapping, the pedophile rings, Hillary Clinton using it for blackmail, but the fact that they'd kill him and break his neck and have the medical examiner say he was basically murdered and still call it a conspiracy theory if you question that. It's like saying it's a conspiracy theory that I'm wearing a navy blue sports jacket. Anybody looking can see I'm wearing a navy blue sports jacket and I'm wearing a baby blue shirt, or that I'm wearing blue jeans, or that my hair's thinning, or I've got a brown beard. But they tell you, you don't see that. We want your guns, but you're a conspiracy theorist. We're not coming for your guns. It's the final stages of tyranny that's collapsing. And that's the good news. The bad news is the collapse is usually very destructive, and sometimes even worse things come out of the collapse. But justice be done, may the heavens fall, a philosopher once said. So in this segment, before James O'Keefe joins us, I'm going to tie together the fake environmental movement and its end-of-the-world hoaxes with the pedophile rings and the Satanists at the top of it. And all in news breaking right now. Let's put on screen the video. Attenborough, the big British eugenicist that poses as an environmentalist, he just teaches you to turn all your power over to him because he's the savior of the planet. For 2 years, they've been running the video of walruses committing suicide because there's no ice and they're so sad and they're starving to death. Those are big, giant, fat walruses. They're not committing suicide. Any zoologist or anybody that studies pinnipeds, that's their family, would tell you that this is a routine event, just like ancient mastodons will get run off cliffs by ancient humans beating on drums and waving torches. They're running from polar bears. And the fact that there's not ice there, that's where they, for millennia ago, in the summer, to calve, to have their babies on the warm rocks. But they are panicking because polar bears are up there. And it turns out they knew it all along, and they lied to you. And the articles are out there, and even on Netflix, Attenborough has admitted that it was Walrusgate and tragedy porn. But they got their gas mileage out of it and later admit it was a fraud. Meanwhile, polar bear population decline, a wake-up call for climate change action. That's the World Wildlife Fund set up by the founder of the Bilderberg Group and a Nazi, Prince Bernhard, who it turned out was using it as a front group to run illegal African hunts. Look it up. He got caught in the 80s. Goodbye, polar bears. Why climate change is much worse than you think. Look at this famous photo of a polar bear in the water. And they say that the polar bear is drowning. Many of these photos, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this one, where someone got in the water with a polar bear, and they show the polar bear, document cam shot, please, under the water. And it says, oh, look, it's going to drown. It's like they tell kids penguins are drowning. Penguins are aquatic birds. They can go 20 miles an hour in the water. They walk slow on the land. They're reentrance. They're entering the water. Polar bears hunt up to 300 miles. They hunt on top of ice floes to eat beluga and other marine mammals like dolphin and porpoise. This is all a fact. But just like people that come down to Texas think we all ride horses and we don't have electricity when they come from New York, most folks don't know about pinnipeds, or they don't know about mammals. They don't know about walruses. They don't know about polar bears who are expanding their range, and it was five times their numbers from the 50s. Now it's up to seven times. Pull it up. They're everywhere. They're invading all over, not because the ice is melting, but because they're expanding, because humans aren't allowed to kill them now, because they've been listed as endangered, even though their numbers are exploding. Just like the bald eagle, they were still keeping it endangered after it was at the highest levels ever recorded. They'll show you an old starving polar bear because they finally get old and die, and they say it's your fault. They don't have any ice left. No, they almost die during the winter, and in the summers when they get fat for the winter, out swimming in the ice floes, they get up on top rocks and with one arm can kill a beluga whale five times the size of a dolphin, haul it in and eat it. But they show you this and say they're dying. And, of course, this is not debatable. So now, polar bear numbers in Canadian Arctic pose threat to Inuit. The Guardian admits they're exploding and killing everybody, but then other articles say they're all dying in the very same Guardian. It's all fraud. Penguins can't swim. They're aquatic birds, ladies and gentlemen. Attenborough tacitly admits Netflix cock-up on Walrusgate tragedy. Fat and happy, polar bear is no longer a climate change icon, say experts. They get fat in the summer, they get skinny in the winter. They up to double their weight in some cases in the summer, just like Kodiak, which is just a larger variety of grizzly, eat salmon during the summer in the spawning time and increase their weight massively, get skinny in the winter. It's their life cycle. But if you can find one dying, you can say death of a bear is the humans or the penguin. Look, it's on that little floating piece of ice. It's going to die. Can't swim. They think we're so stupid. But don't worry. Climate activism will make you less lonely, says junkies.com, telling leftists who are the most alone and stupid and unhealthy and highest rate of suicide that, oh, just go out and protest for carbon taxes globally paid to the world's richest who are all exempt, and that'll save the planet. So how does this tie into the pedophiles? Where if you're the globalist pedophile rings, you're involved in all this, how are you going to sell the public on letting them track everything you do with AI and tax you for every movement you make and then exempt themselves as saviors of the planet? Well, they're going to pose as saviors of the planet. And that ties into Jeffrey Epstein. Billionaires try to shrink world's population, report says. Wall Street Journal. 12 years ago, 11 years ago, a group run by Michael Bloomberg, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, George Soros, Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, run by Jeffrey Epstein. He ran the group, a secret world government group to save the planet. Oh, so big deal if you rape little kids and compromise other scientists and blackmail them with it so they follow your orders with that. There's too many people anyways. So go ahead and traffic those little girls. It's all right. They're just, you know, bad people. They can have private jets. The elite can. You just can't even have any kids. Top billionaires holding their secret meetings. So here they are on ABC News 11 years ago promoting them as saviors of the world. And the group they run, look it up, was run by Jeffrey Epstein. He's in some of the articles as a little manager. Here it is.
The price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart, and that meets the pricing requirements recently held in a secret meeting, a private meeting in New York City. ABC's John Berman has the scoop on who was there and what was going on.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friend.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
To have been in the room and see this meeting of the minds really would have been a fascinating thing.
That much money, that much power around one table, it begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health.
All my friends are philanthropic. Well, they probably wouldn't be my friends.
An official at the Gates Foundation told ABCNews.com the overwhelming reason for the meeting was need. That was the issue that galvanized...
All right, so let's stop right there. Meanwhile, we learned it's secret cloning projects, eugenics. They put their billions in tax-free foundations and then run their companies and everything off of that. And call it charity when they don't pay any taxes to speak of. Then they lobby for us to pay more taxes. It's pure evil. We'll put the full report in post. We'll be right back with James O'Keefe and the huge Project Veritas, ABC News. Same folks right here covering up the pedophile rings for Jeffrey Epstein straight ahead.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
One of ABC's top investigative journalists, the top investigative journalist for Good Morning America, admitting that they knew all about Epstein, but the story was spiked over the last 3 years. Then they got death threats as they began to release this and more that's coming out. We're getting James on the line right now via Skype. And James had this to say.
Standing in front of Twitter, the Epstein cover-up thing is trending. It's insane. I wanted to make a few remarks before the video goes live tomorrow morning. Some people are saying, do I fear for my life or people out to get us? Listen, they might be, but no, I don't fear for my life. We're going to publish this story tomorrow morning. And if you want to zoom up here, Eric, it says on the wall, it says this organization is protected by patriots. You know, someone sent that to us unsolicited, and it's so true. I mean, we have the backs of these brave insiders. This insider came to us, gave us this footage, was infuriated by what they saw, what they witnessed. This person is still on the inside, still has access to the powerful people that you will see tomorrow. We have their back, but these brave people don't do this for glory. They don't do it for ambition. They don't do that to be notorious. They're known for their brave deeds. And it's just an honor to work with them. They're still going to be on the inside after we release this, and it's going to be a very big day tomorrow. So we hope you spread the story around. Nothing is going to stop us from breaking this story. I do think we're getting a major comment on this story. And stay tuned. You know, it takes two different types of courage to fight a war, to fight a battle. The courage to run up the hill, bayonet in hand, and then the moral courage. And I'm just really proud of this insider for coming to us. Stay tuned tomorrow. And if you're on the inside, and if you see fraud, if you see corruption, you can do something about it. Be brave. Do something. Contact projectveritas.com/brave.
Now, let's go ahead and play a clip of just part of what's coming out. The ABC News investigative journalist talking about how they knew about it for 3 years and it was spiked. Well, we knew about it for 15 years and we're on record because they were running a major organization. Here's the clip.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the plane. So she told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago, saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Well, we had it all 15 years ago and 12 years ago and 5 years ago, and we've been exposing the whole thing. You know, she said, we had Clinton, we had it all. This isn't the most prolific pedophile. He was a handler for this group that was using it to blackmail the scientific and governmental elite that Eisenhower warned of. Well, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas joins us. ABC News and Amy Robach respond to Project Veritas bombshell. There it is, a conscientious individual recording that within the system when she thinks she's not recording and putting that out. Amazing, and I'm told more's coming. James, thanks for joining us.
Alex, great to be on with you.
Well, lay it out for us. And some people are saying, oh, it isn't real. Others are saying it's not that big a deal. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. I mean, it's an insider within ABC News has not gone to the New York Times or the Washington Post. Once again, has come to Project Veritas. I mean, this is a big deal, Alex. She talks about how she thinks Jeffrey Epstein was killed, that higher-ups in the network, these network executives telling her, Alex, to squash the story, to spike the story. And now, Alex, the lawyers for ABC News have apparently worded this very corporate statement trying to cover it up. I'm a little frustrated that Amy didn't double down. Amy's kind of backtracking a little bit in that statement. She's put out an official statement. But we have the insider, Alex, still on the inside of ABC News, getting recordings of what everyone is doing. the president of ABC News spoke to me and Project Veritas, and someone came to our headquarters and gave us this statement. So we've really shaken the tree, Alex, and the Associated Press is commenting. This is all blowing up, and it's just part one of this Jeffrey Epstein cover-up story inside ABC News.
Well, that was my next question. You say more is coming. Following those breadcrumbs, please give the audience a little bit of a view on what we can expect and when we can expect it.
Well, we typically, we do these stories piecemeal. We release one at a time because the media is complicit. I mean, let's just be honest about this. Everyone's sort of saying, oh, I wish it wasn't James O'Keefe that broke this story. Project Veritas shouldn't be breaking this story. Well, it's self-evident in the tape with Amy Robach. People don't trust the media, and this is why they don't trust the media, because they sit on news, they have the news, they don't break the news. ABC still has. There still is tape of this interview with the accusers they have not aired. So what we tend to do, and you know this about us by now, we break part one, we watch the reaction. The reaction becomes part of the story, and then we break part two. And I'm not going to give any more secrets away. I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you that we have the conversation with the president of ABC News that we're about to break, and we'll just see how people react to this. But it appears, Alex, this is the biggest story in our organization's history, and the tape speaks for itself. Amy Robach speaks for herself.
By the way, I totally agree with you. This story is even bigger than the last that was bigger than the last. It just is building exponential as the dam breaks and more whistleblowers come out because they can't stand the evil anymore. They can't stand the manipulation. They can't sleep at night over what's happening. And that statement about we had Clinton, we had it all. We know he was organizing this. We know the Clintons were involved. This is really scaring the deep state and has sent a tremor through the force.
And not just on the right, Alex. I mean, Alexandria Cortez tweeted this story. The Daily Beast. Everyone is outraged by this. Everyone is indignant. And the insider told me that he was so angry that he or she, because it, you know, very well could be a she, was so angry about what they saw in that Good Morning America set. That's what compelled them to reach out. And I've already had a few insiders come to us in the last few hours from within other networks. So it's all happening. It's all happening. These are the brave new people. And if you're watching this program, because there's a lot of people watching this, and you're on the inside, projectveritas.com/brave, send us an encrypted note. That's what this is all about. There's a movement of heroes who are angry at the system and want to blow the whistle with videotapes. I will have their backs, and you're going to see this unfold over the next few days.
James, there's only one story bigger than this, and that's that the whistleblowers are exponential. It's getting bigger. It's getting more powerful. That's really the story, is that mainstream media is finally finding its soul, and this is an existential crisis I believe will bring down this whole web of deep state that's using sex crimes as the poisonous glue, the satanic glue that holds their empire of blackmail together.
Well, I mean, it's Amy Robach's own words. She says that this guy specialized in blackmail. She says there's a lot. Listen to the tape. There's a lot of powerful people on those airplanes. So who at ABC News was protecting who? And yes, I think there's a movement of insiders. And people say, James, do I fear for my life? Am I scared? I say, I'm not scared. This organization, Project Veritas, is protected by patriots, hundreds of thousands of people. And many insiders are coming forward. We're going to have their backs. The tapes speak for themselves. I don't really have much more to say except for stay tuned for the next one.
All right. Well, I know you're a busy man, and we appreciate your time. We appreciate you joining us as each of these unfold, and we tend to get a lot of the whistleblowers after you have them on. Obviously, this isn't a whistleblower. This is a whistleblower that's leaked information, and it's just amazing, and more is coming. Any idea on when part two is going to drop?
We're about to drop this conversation with the president of ABC News, a man named James Goldston. That'll be imminently. And again, projectveritas.com/brave. Go to our website. Work with us. We'll have your back.
Wow, the house of cards is coming down.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.